Greetings, welcome to KTNA's Susitna Writers' Voice program and part of an archived Stardate Susitna. I'm Kathleen Fleming. During the 2016-2017 Seasons with Darkness, I produced these astronomy shows featuring a segment about the upcoming August 21st solar eclipse. Here are some excerpts from those eclipse segments. Interest is mounting for this year's total solar eclipse across the U.S. in August. You can get all sorts of information online, and whole books have been written about it. Lots of businesses and organizations are offering eclipse tour packages from a few days to a couple of weeks, and in addition to viewing sites near the center line, include a range of interests from national parks to cultural centers. Ads in the back of astronomy periodicals and online sites offer camera and telescope filters and eclipse viewing glasses. Multi-day outdoor parties with music and vendors have been organized. Cities near the center line have events with astronomers giving pre-eclipse lectures. Eclipse festivals are planned for a huge influx of visitors and hopefully have some sort of traffic plan in place. I know it sounds like a zoo, or more like a nightmare if you're thinking about driving into and out of the zone on eclipse day. If you know someone near the center line, just hang out there for a couple of days, be part of a walking-only eclipse block party, or backpack into a lovely viewing site for a few days. Better to avoid driving for a few days around August 21st. That'd be best. A partial eclipse will be visible throughout North America and most of South America, but you gotta be within the 90-mile-wide path to see the sky go dark. The planets and bright stars come out. The birds fly off to their nests in the middle of the day. Wow! In Hawaii, for example, the sun will rise 25 minutes after first contact. Maximum eclipse is about 20 minutes after the first ray of sun appears above the ocean. At most, the moon will cover only 27% of the sun as viewed from Hawaii. Then last contact, when the partial eclipse ends, happens at 7:25, more than an hour after the eclipsed sun rose. Won't that be a spectacular sight? And photo through a proper filter. Thick crescent above the ocean. In Talkeetna, the sun will be up to 43% eclipsed at 9:18 a.m. on August 21st. Do not think you can wait until August to start thinking about this. You'll need to have your eclipse shades or filters in advance. I will be in the path of the shadow and not here to host any viewing party. If you need any help with your planning, you can contact me through KTNA, check out any number of websites, and take a look at the book I've left behind the counter at the Talkeetna Public Library. That includes detailed maps, weather data, timing details, and photography tips. No one should be caught off guard, unprepared. Tell your friends and family, pick up a packet or two of info and eclipse shades available at the KTNA office for yourself and your contacts. I can even personalize the packet with start and end times for any location if you want to send a packet to folks outside Alaska. People are excited to learn about this. It's not just me. That segment first aired early this year on February 26th. By now, most everyone who reads online or hard copy news has already learned more about this eclipse and how regions in the path are anticipating the event. I'll be heading outside mid-August to include my sister and niece with other friends to see the eclipse in Central Oregon. So you have until August 12th to get personalized eclipse info from me. KTNA has lots of packets with eclipse shades and times for Talkeetna, which you can purchase during business hours. Sioux Valley and Talkeetna Elementary, and probably other schools, will have partial eclipse viewing opportunities for students and maybe for the public. I'll get that worked out and let you know. That's it for now. Have a great week and keep looking up.